Ah, let's see. I put it here somewhere. Ah, yes, here it is. A sample ballot for Tuesday's municipal election. There's a lot on this ballot, front and back, so let's jump right in. Only a tiny portion of the front part deals with the people Sitkins are voting on. There are two people running for the job of mayor, Cheryl Westover and John Stein, and there are four candidates running for two open seats on the Sitka Assembly.
Hi, I'm Terry Blake.
My name is Tor Christensen.
This is Jack Osmond.
Hi, I'm Michelle Putz.
And school board president Lon Garrison is running unopposed for re-election. But the bulk of the ballot space is taken up by eight propositions on the front and on the back. Proposition 1 is an advisory vote on $50 million in bonds for the Blue Lake Hydroelectric Project. The bonds will be issued no matter how the vote goes, but city officials say a yes vote will translate to a lower interest rate, which saves the city money and prevents a higher increase in electric rates. Proposition 2 is a slightly hotter issue, literally and figuratively. It has to do with smoking. Sitka already has a ban on smoking in places of employment, but this proposition extends it to bars and private clubs. Advocates say it will mean cleaner and healthier environments for the employees and patrons of those establishments. Opponents say it's an infringement on the freedom of business owners and patrons. Propositions 3 and 4 deal with maintenance to Blatchley Middle School. Prop 3 is for new air handling units and electrical systems. Prop 4 entails replacing and refurbishing windows, doors, bathrooms, flooring, locker rooms, and labs. The state will reimburse 70% of the $5.7 million in bonds under the two propositions. Prop 5 will use Sitka's seasonal 1% sales tax to fund renovations at Pacific High School. If it passes, the state will provide nearly two-thirds of the cost of that project, too. Using the sales tax money will not extend the sales tax beyond its original 20-year term, approved by voters in 2003. All right, that's five. Three more to go, and they're all related. Propositions 6, 7, and 8 deal with the purchase and renovation of Hames Athletic and Wellness Center. Prop 6 will issue up to $6 million in bonds to buy and fix up Hames. Prop 7 raises the city's millage rate by a half mil, which means about an extra $150 a year in property tax for someone with a $300,000 house. And Prop 8 allows the assembly to set the millage rate each year. And an important note on these three, all of them must pass in order for any to take effect. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.